Ladies and gentlemen, this is your GCRN Wars Tag Team Wrestling Tournament with your host, Optimus Solo.
Money isn't everything, it's the only thing.
And featuring TV's Mr. Neal.
The whole wrestling world is going to stand up and take notice.
And from Simplistic Reviews, DJ Valentine.
Bam!
And Matthew Stewart.
You know what? You have a malignant case of wall-to-wall dumb. You're stupid.
And now, let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, you didn't know? I'm just not as good as Jesse James. This is Optimus Solo, and we are back with another episode of the GeekCast Radio Network's GCRN Wars. That's right, we're having a tag team war here, a wrestling tag team battle coming to you in our pre-work for our top 100 wrestlers of all time. So hopefully you've been listening for the previous couple episodes. We've already done round one, and we've had a round two episode. So we started with 32 wrestling tag teams throughout history. We went down to 16 last episode. That's where we start today. We still have 16 tag teams alive, but when we end today, we'll be down to our Elite Eight. So only eight will remain once all the results have been given out, and then we're going to be giving you guys our thoughts, our votes, our opinions on which of those eight should move on to the final four. But I'm not in this tag team tournament alone. I have my tag team partner for this whole thing, Mr. TV is Mr. Neal. Mr. TV is Mr. Neal. That's too many misters. Neal, how you doing?
I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. And I screwed that up.
That's right. I screwed up your introduction. You can screw that up. It makes us a good tag team. On the other side of the wrestling ring here, we got another tag team, as they've been with the other two episodes with us, the Simplistic Reviews tag team. I don't know if that's what your guys are calling yourselves or if you got a new name or what, but we'll start with one half of that tag team. Hello, Mr. Matthew Stewart.
Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat.
And DJ, you should like that as a heel fan. So the other half of the Simplistic tag team, DJ Valentine, hello.
It's me. It's DJ V. What's up, y'all?
I like it. So obviously, like you guys know, we've been talking about tag teams. We've been putting them up against each other in virtual matches. And then we've been letting the fans, the listeners, the visitors to the website, the Facebook fans vote on who should move on. So this time we didn't do the Twitter polls this time. So it was strictly website or Facebook voting that we compiled as of the results for this round. And so you had two different ways. You can go to the website, you can go to Facebook, you could voice your opinions. We had opinions being voiced. I still have somebody yelling at me about DX.
Where are the DX people?
Where are stables here?
So, I mean, we'll see if we can appease that individual. It's a longtime friend of mine that used to wrestle with in the backyard, in the pool, and all kinds of different stuff. You know, there's nowhere easier to do fake wrestling moves to your buddies when you're little and not hurt each other than a swimming pool. If you didn't know, that's you can do the razor's edge off of the deck into a pool. Nobody gets hurt.
Nope.
So that's how we rolled back in the day. We did all
you
kinds
hear that,
of
kids?
The way I wrestled.
That's better than the backyard wrestling, guys. That's safer than jumping off people's roofs onto trampolines.
Lawsuits coming. Lawsuits approaching.
Just jump in
incoming
pool.
Lawsuit.
Water breaks your fall. DJ, any thoughts before we start getting into the nitty gritty of the 16 down to the 8 and all that jazz?
I'm interested to see how this all shakes out. I think we're going to get rid of the pretenders and get to the champions. I think this is going to really make it the next round is what I'm really anticipating. Cause this is going to sweed out all the garbage. And then we're going to get to like Sophie's choice of you know, competition right here.
It's also going to be interesting to see, you know, if we have any upsets as far as the seeding was going on, because currently we still have in our 16, we still have a 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 seed all still alive. So we'll see if any of them get upset in this round or not. We're going to be going different places, checking in different matchups. I'm not going to go like we did in the previous ones where we go straight down one side of the bracket and straight down the other. We're going to be bouncing all over the place just to kind of keep it interesting. I'm going to real quick go down the percentages before we talk about any teams, though, just to whet people's appetite, so to speak. So one of the matchups, we're going to see a 56-44. We're going to see a 53-47. We're going to see a 59-41 and a 57-43. Those are our close matchups. Then we're also going to have a 71-29.
Oh, blowout!
A 79-21.
Ooh, really blow.
An 86-14.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're dead.
And a 94-6.
Obliteration. Obliteration.
I wonder which one that could be.
So that means, just for the record, guys, that there are no clean sweeps. Every tag team left got at least one vote. So take that as you may. So that, if you guys weren't paying attention, that sounds like four relatively easy matchups and four nail biters. So that's kind of how it's going to roll here. Let's start out with an interesting one here. Let's start out with our 29 seated head shrinkers walking down the aisle to face the number 13 seed Brain Busters. Interesting here.
Cranial calamity.
Yeah, we got our 90s matchup. There, our 90s team and the head shrinkers that's been receiving a lot of love rolled past the number 4 seed Rock and Roll Express to find themselves in a matchup with the Brain Busters, who took out the Rockers in the first round. Neil, how would this match play out? What do you think about the head shrinkers and the Brain Busters?
I think that the Heenan family's got this one. I think there's going to be some dirty tricks. I think there might be a run-in or two. I think the Brain's going to get involved in some way.
That's interesting.
I think he's going to have something in his pocket that he's going to throw into the ring. I think the Brain Busters are coming out on top.
It'll be interesting because, you know, head shrinkers, we've seen a lot of love for those 90s, early 2000s teams so far. A lot of them have been moving on. DJ, what do you think it's going to be?
Oh, man, I'm going to go Brain Busters. I think the Brain Busters are going to pull this one out.
Well, I mean, the guys are saying Brain Busters, and Brain Busters percent here in the matchup, 53%.
Ooh, it was close. Yeah.
53% to 47%. So just barely narrowing out the head shrinkers. So
by a dinge, right? By a dinge. Yeah. That's a brain term, guys.
The head shrinkers are going to have to go eat their turkey legs in the locker room for the rest of the way out. The Brain Busters, number 13 seed, moving on to the Elite Eight. So that is one of our matchups. Let's go to, how about the Dudley Boys? The number 3 seed who took out Public Enemy in the first round in an ECW battle.
Easily.
They were going against, that was a sweep, by the way. That was 100% victory over the Public Enemy.
As it should be.
One that didn't go for the 90s team, the Fabulous Freebirds took out the Natural Disasters in the first round. So now they find themselves against the Dudley Boys. Matthew, did the Fabulous Freebirds have any chance against the Dudleys?
I think, you know, I know everybody goes to the concerts like play Freebird, but I don't think we're gonna have any. We're not gonna have any. Somebody coming back on stage after they leave the stage. What do you call that again?
Encore.
No encore performances for these Fabulous Freebirds as the Dudley Boys deliver the vicious 3D, hopefully through a bunch of tables. And then they take Michael P.S. Hayes' stupid Stars and Bars cloak and send it back to the 1860s where it belongs. So.
Damn right. It rocks.
Neil, is this going to be one of our four close ones or one of our four blowouts?
I can't imagine Freebirds passing up the Dudleys. Dudleys have got this. If they need, they can call in Spike, but I don't think they need Spike for this.
They don't even need Spike.
I don't even know if they need both of the Dudleys, the main Dudleys.
Testify, Neil.
I think three guys are going through a table.
I mean, the Freebirds may bring three guys, but Dudleys can handle it with two. But the percentage here is not going to be close. It's 86% Dudleys. 86%, that's the second highest percent that anybody scored. Freebirds, sorry, guys.
Imagine if you said the Freebirds 86%. I would.
How about the walk off?
So it's the like, number
wrestling's fixed at all, right?
Right. The number 3 seed Dudley Boys moving into the Elite Eight. The number 14 seed Freebirds gonna have to go back and hang out with the head shrinkers, I guess, in the locker room.
Back to Bad Street, Atlanta, GA.
Dear God, make me a Freebird. Make me fly far, far away.
Now, in the interest of excitement, it is always fun to have some of these things go right up to the last minute. So we're going to join a few of these matches and see what happens. Some of them are just getting ready to start. Some of them may be in progress, but we're going to join one of them. I believe Matt, we have you on location. Yes. Who do you have and what's the story down there?
Well, it's a capacity crowd here tonight at the Pontiac Silverdome as the Russians are taking on the WCW championship team of the Legion of Doom. And the Russians, Nikita Koloff and Ivan Koloff, they are well in control of this match. But hold on a minute. Oh, Paul Ellering's getting involved. Look, he's up on the apron. What's he doing up there? Paul, get down up there. He's distracted Ivan Koloff. He doesn't know what to do anymore. Nikita's out there punching Hawk in the face over there. Animal's ready. He clotheslines in the back. This capacity crowd is on their feet. They're chanting USA, USA, USA. I cannot USA, believe this. This USA, is unbelievable. USA, oh, Animal's got a ball. Shoulder breaker in the middle of the ring. Oh, and then Animal puts Nikita right into the ring steps. Oh, look out, folks. He's got him on his shoulders. Here it comes. This is the devastating doomsday device, and he hits it. And we got 1, 2, 3. This is it, folks. The Legion of Doom retained their championship belt. And the crowd can't believe it. This is unbelievable. This is pure pandemonium tonight.
Oh, man.
Started turning into Vince there at the end.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
He did color commentary for a little bit.
That
he did.
Great he did. Stuff there. Legion of Doom, reportedly, they're winning the matchup against the Russians for the sake of details. 94% Legion of Doom. 94%. That is the biggest margin of victory. 6% Russians. Sorry. There's one Russian fan out. Who voted for the Russians? I need
Donald
to know.
Trump. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I meant to say Donald Trump. No, Yakov Smirnoff. He voted for
it. He would have said, what? A Russian.
What a Russian.
Yeah, I've asked a couple different times on the Facebook polls and on the websites, like, who voted for certain things, and nobody's owning up to it. So I don't know if it's just someone trying to be a contrarian or if it's my friend who's upset about DX. I don't know. But own up to your votes, guys. I need explanations, rationale for some of these crazy votes. Russians, 6% of the vote. I don't get
it. Alternative votes. That's
right. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's see. Let's go to an interesting matchup here. How about old school versus new school? Hart Foundation, the number 5 seeded Hart Foundation. That's right. Brett the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart were up against the 12 seed New Age Outlaws, Badass Billy Gunn, and Road Dog Jesse James. DJ, this was one that I wasn't sure how it was going to go. What do you think the fans said?
I have literally no idea what's going to happen here because, I mean, as Neil already said, it's the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be versus the Ass Man. So I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, people like ass, but it's Bret Hart. I mean, screw job. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm gonna say Bret Hart pulls it out just by the legacy of this guy. I think the Hart Foundation pulls it out. And you know, you got Jimmy Neidhart just running around with a freaking megaphone. So
does your tag team partner agree or disagree with you?
Oh man. You got killer goatees, you got killer laps, you got killer outfits, you got the excellence of execution. Ooh. Like you said, you got the mouth of the sub Jimmy Hart out there with the megaphone. But then you got the Ass Man. You got the guy who loves to kick him. Loves to stick him, loves to lick him, whatever he likes to do with an ass is all up to him. So, you didn't know your ass, you're Mr. Ass. Better call somebody if anything.
Proctologist.
It's hard to go against the Hitman. It's really, really tough. But New Age Outlaws, I mean, they. You know, I might have to hold them doing blackface against them.
Ooh, they did. Yeah.
The other thing that you might hold against them is how many times they get broken up and the WWE tried to like do single careers with both people and then they're like, no, let's put them back together. No, let's tear them apart. Let's put them back together.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Let's
there.
Relive our childhood again. I want to go for the Hart Foundation. Pull it out. Come on, Brett. You got it. Come on.
Could we have an upset here? 12 seed against 5 seed? 5 seed, moving on. Open shooter there. Seed, the Hart Foundation, 56% over the 44% New Age Outlaws. So just barely, but enough for Bret the Hitman Hart to keep claiming that he is the best there was, the best there is, and the best there ever will be. Hart Foundation. Moving on. Neil, thoughts?
He loves to lick him. He loves to stick. I thought we were like moving into the Billy and Chuck era for a second there.
Chuck was perfectly into it. So, you know,
the only way that Hart Foundation wasn't moving on is if a black hole appeared out of nowhere and sucked up Bret, or if Vince was sitting, or if Vince was sitting ringside. That was the only way it was going to happen.
This could have been New Age Outlaws won the website, but Hart Foundation overwhelmingly doubled them up on Facebook. So Hart Foundation, some old classic fans apparently out there.
Mark Zuckerberg is there, just like nope,
not happening, not happening. I like it. All right, let's fly around here. Actually, we got another in-ring. Something's going on. DJ, are you there? Do you have a tag team battle going on in your vicinity?
Thanks, Optimus Solo. Welcome back to WWE Geekdown. We are watching the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch, perform their signature dance.
Oh my God.
As they await their opponents, the Brothers of Destruction. Mama said stupid is and stupid does, but I don't think she ever met these two. Oh, wait, here comes The Undertaker and Kane, the Brothers of Destruction. Undertaker carrying that urn in the middle of the ring, kneeling, holding it up to the head. Wait a minute. The Bushwhackers have cut the Undertaker's ceremony short. Luke has pulled something out of his pocket that seems to have frightened the holy hell out of the Undertaker. Wait a minute. Is it? It is. It's the Ring of Power from Lord of the Rings on loan from the Bushwhackers from Peter Jackson, fellow New Zealander. Undertaker is frozen. Helpless. Kane has no idea what to do. Luke dangles that ring out in front of him. Oh no, wait a second. Luke and Butch seem to be are they fighting over who gets to hold the ring? We have a genuine Frodo Golem scenario here, folks. They are fighting. They can't see the Undertaker's woken up and they can't see him. Oh my God. Double clothesline. The Undertaker. Butch rolls out of the ring in agony. The Undertaker grabs Luke's arm. He slings it to Kane. Grasp. Choke slam by Kane. Undertaker picks up the broken carcass of Luke. Oh, God, it looks like it's going to be its last ride time. Roll the way to Mordor. 1, 2, 3, it's over. As soon as it began, the Brothers of Destruction live up to their names. You'd think their favorite number would be 666, but it's $9.99. The price of their brand new t-shirts on WWE.com. Pick them up. Back to you, Solo.
Oh, my goodness. So Brothers of Destruction, the number 23 seed. Rolling into the top 8. Matthew Stewart, are you surprised that the Brothers of Destruction are continuing their role through this tournament?
They have to keep rolling.
What?
No. And that's the way it is. I know you'd be loving this stuff right here. The Brothers of Destruction are laying punks out right here.
Oh,
well, I guess the hedge shrinker's got some company in the back with the old Bushwhackers. They'd be fighting over that turkey leg in the back, and it'd be fantastic. I want to see those two fight, actually. I think that'd be rollicking television. And but hey, people like The Undertaker, even though it's the worst Undertaker, but I may be in the minority for that Undertaker.
No, you're not.
Okay. Well, I'm glad.
So the Brothers
I prefer Cult Leader Undertaker.
Brothers of Destruction taking out the British Bulldogs and the Bushwhackers. We got all kinds of alliteration going on there. Niels, if anything, so far we're seeing that those upset fan favorite teams like the Head Shrinkers and the Bushwhackers not faring well here in the second round.
Bushwhackers even got votes. That's what surprises me. It's like
that ring of power, man. I'm telling you, one ring to bind them.
29%.
You know 29%. Darn well that if these two teams met, there'd be no chance at all for the Bushwhackers. Come on,
who did that? In consideration, Sauron,
the old seeing eye.
That is crazy. Bushwhackers 29%, but not enough to beat the Brothers of Destruction. So, Brothers of Destruction. Moving on. Let's go to another one that I don't think any of us quite knew how it would turn out. That was the number 11 seed Steiner Brothers versus the number 6 seed Hardy Boys. Brothers on brothers. Steiner Brothers, Hardy Boys. I don't know what to make
Hot
of this.
Brother action here.
Mm-hmm. DJ, what did you think? What did the fans say on this one?
It's got to be Hardy Boys. I think that Jeff, the ladies love Jeff.
That's so charismatic.
And the Steiners, I think, are just – I think they might have aged out of this competition because, I mean, Jeff's still wrestling right now. So, yeah, I'm going with the Hardys all the way.
Neil, if these guys were actually in the ring both at their prime, who would have the advantage from a match standpoint, style-wise or anything else?
Well, you got Scott, who at the time was more of the high flyer and the risk taker, and then you had Rick, who was the brawler. I think – given these two teams at their time, I think at their prime, I think that that the Hardys are getting Steinerized.
Wow. Interesting. Neil, what do you think? We got someone saying each side so far. Matt. Excuse me, Matt. Matthew.
Steiner line. I don't know. Oh, it's
that take a waypoint?
Yeah, I mean, it's got a good theme song. Good theme song. I mean, I like the kind of like, you know, theme, like the bass line for like, you know, Hardy. But I mean, like Neil was saying, if you take them both in their prime, it's like, you know, Matt and Jeff flying around doing stuff that the Rockers kind of did. I mean, a little bit better, you know, a little more high flying, death flying, stuff like that. But man,
what if I put in a ladder in that match?
I mean, if we're doing a, you know, a TLC match or something like that, I mean, the Steiner brothers never were in those high risk matches. You know, they were always kind of like, you know, they might have fought in the ring during World War III and stuff like that during War Games. But I mean, didn't really do anything else besides that. So, God, I mean, Scott, the original, you know, suplex machine, and, you know, Rick is kind of barking at the crowd and everything like that. I mean, it's a tough one. I don't know. Let's go the Hardy Boys. I mean, they spell their name incorrectly with Z at the end. I mean, come on, go for it. Why not?
Alliteration. I mean, you know, or not alliteration, yeah.
Illiteracy, exactly. I mean, imagine if you saw, like, you know, like you said, you know, like, you know, saw Scott like jumping off, like if I saw Scott jumping off like a Titantron, this might change everything. I mean, Big Papa pumps my hook up, but can't do it this time. I got to go with the Hardys on this one.
The point total on this one, percentage wise, was 57-43. So it was very close, 57-43. For the winners. And moving on to the Elite Eight, your number 6 seed Hardy Boys. 7% Hardy Boys moving on. All right, that was a close one. Steiner Brothers just barely out squeaked them on Facebook, but website single-handedly put Hardy Boys into the Elite Eight. All right, let's go over to another interesting matchup. I didn't know how this one was going to go because I think you could make the argument that one of these teams might not have been the best in-ring technicians at this given point of their careers, but we'll see. Let's go with an 8 seed against a 9 seed. That's the closest we could get in this whole thing. That is the number 9 seeded Demolition against the number 8 seed, the Outsiders. DJ, Demolition, Outsiders. How are people going to vote on this one? And what Outsiders would happen in the ring? Outsiders, you say?
Oh, come on. One of them, it has Scott Hall, and the other one doesn't. that's how this match goes. Who's got Scott Hall? Oh, I do? I win.
Who's Outsiders got Crush?
Who's
got
Crush
Rico
never
Man?
Threw a toothpick in X-Pac's eye. I'm going Scott Hall.
Neil, what do you think?
One of these teams is the most destructive and dominating tag teams of all time, and the other one is Demolition. One more for the good guys.
Survey says one more for the good guys. 59% to the Outsiders, 41% Demolition. Those that were yearning for the Legion of Doom versus Demolition, you're gonna have to wait for another day, I guess, because this is
save your spikes for the Dudleys, my friend.
Outsiders moving on. Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, you can't beat them, can you? I don't know. NWO, the only NWO tag team moving on. That means there's only one result left to go over, and yep, this is happening right in my backyard, guys.
What?
Yeah, I'm live here, and we are getting ready for a tag team matchup that you would not believe. You might call this a dream matchup. We're talking about one of the most iconic teams in the history of the WCW, Harlem Heat.
Oh!
Against one of the most iconic teams of the WWE Attitude Era, Edge and Christian.
Oh, man.
People would pay a pretty penny to see this, and we're getting it right now. They're actually already in the ring, guys. We have Harlem Heat and Edge and Christian, all four of them inside the ring. The bell has actually already rang, but it looks like they're trying to get the crowd on their side. They're appealing to the crowd. We have, I don't know if they're trying to figure out if it's a WCW crowd or a WWE crowd, but you might call this a battle of charisma. Ooh. Harlem Heat. Booker T is doing spinaroonies in the middle of the ring. In the middle of the ring. Just spinaroonies. We got Edge and Christian. They have actually ascended to the turnbuckles opposite of each other. They're actually trying to get maybe a height advantage. I don't know. They're appealing to the crowd on the west side of the arena. And I don't know what's going on here, guys. I don't know if they're... Wait a second. Booker T has stopped the spinaroonie mid-spinaroonie. He's drop-kicked Edge off of the turnbuckle. He has drop-kicked Edge, who had his back to him, off of the turnbuckle. He fell all the way to the cement floor, guys. He didn't hit the ropes. There's no crotch shot. He actually went over the turnbuckle all the way down to the cement floor, and I think he may have hit his head on the cement. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Christian is over there taking a look. I don't know if he's okay. The ref is counting in the ring. This needs to be stopped. Somebody get a medic down here. Edge is not okay, guys. The ref continues to count. We're up to 7. Somebody stop this. We need a medic. We need a medic. Booker T is just doing spinaroonies in the ref. 8, 9. They've counted out Edge and Christian, guys.
What? What?
By count out on this.
Get out of here.
Is Harlem Heat.
I don't know
what just happened, but I think we got to have some upset fans in the arena, guys, because this did not last more than a couple of minutes. I got to send it back to the studio. Guys, what do you make of this?
I don't believe this result. This is amazing.
Matthew Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat.
Over Edge and Christian, 79%. It's not even close.
What?
I mean,
what?
Sucker. You.
I can't dig that. Sucker's got to know how this happened.
We coming for you. We coming for you, Edge and Christian.
It was like a 90%. Harlem Heat vote on the website. And
is Booker T a member of the GCRN? What's going on here?
And about a 60% vote. 60% vote for Harlem Heat on Facebook. It's not even close, guys. It's 79% to 21%. The number 2 seed has exited the tournament. Edge and Christian gone.
Wow. I guess I saw Edge on that episode of Flash. I'm sorry.
Christian, your time has not come.
Was Gangrel the referee? What happened here?
It was a bloodbath.
Neil, what do you think?
I think you actually missed one part where Booker T hit Edge with a shampoo bottle. I think.
It was pandemonium. I couldn't even keep track of what was going on, guys. We were waiting for the match to begin, and all of a sudden it was over. I don't even know what happened.
Race. Someone needed to stop the damn match. That's for sure.
Yes. For the love of God.
Win by spinaroonie, I guess.
I guess they played. Maybe they knew they couldn't beat him, so they found a way to outsmart him. I don't know. But Harlem Heat is moving on.
And Booker T's just looking at his hand for some reason.
Just looking at his hand.
Oh, my God. He's got the five fingers. He's not even a five-time champion at this
Stevie
point.
Stevie Ray is just looking right into the camera.
Sucker's got
into
to know.
Your soul.
Oh, my goodness. That might be the shocker of the tournament here right now, guys.
It might be.
Over Edge and Christian.
I'm shocked.
All right.
I thought Edge and Christian were going to the finals. Wow.
Early on, we were picking them to win the whole thing, and no longer a possibility. They're going to have to hang out with the Bushwhackers and the Head Shrinkers.
And I guess Jamie Kennedy,
too,
you know?
He doesn't think we know him, but we know him. He's a loser.
You thought you knew him.
I did think.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go through and see what the result of all this madness is, guys, because now we only have 8 teams left. So we're going to give you guys a chance to weigh in on who you think should win these matchups. Let's start with the 13-seeded Brainbusters, who will now be going up against the 5th seed Heart Foundation.
Oof.
Brainbusters against the Heart Foundation. DJ, you start with you here.
As Dickie V says, Cinderella story, elevator man. There's no way. There's no way. Unless Arn Anderson hacks your website and Facebook and Twitter that they come out of here alive. There's no way. There's no way.
The Brainbusters beat the Rockers and the Head Shrinkers. Heart Foundation took out Doom in an easy early matchup and then took out the New Age Outlaws.
Tough competition.
Matthew, what do you think?
I mean, you could take Arn Anderson's spot, and I think it will be taken by the Hart Foundation this time.
Neil,
this is no laughing matter, but it is a laughing matter.
So you're saying Hart Foundation as well?
I am, sir.
All right. What about you, Neil?
I am, sir.
Gotta be the Hart Foundation. The Brainbusters have been busting a lot of heads, but I think Brett's head is just a little too greasy. They won't be able to get a hold of it. Sharpshooter time.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, we've already seen a number 2 seed exit the tournament. We've already seen a number 4 seed exit the tournament. So there should be two other teams that have a good spot to get into the final four. One of them you would think would be the number 1 seed, but maybe they're going to have a tough matchup here. We got the number 1 seeded Legion of Doom against the 8 seed, the Outsiders. DJ?
Ayo. Ayo. Ayo.
My we keep going back to the well on
just
this.
Keep doing it.
Points. That was a good point, right? Hey, sorry, one more point. Ayo.
So this brings up a question. Is it Outsiders like in the early times or is it Outsiders later on? I don't know if that would matter or not to some, but they weren't real great at the end in the ring, guys. They were a little rusty, a little old, a little out of shape, a little drunk.
Entertaining, though.
Still entertaining. We got Kevin Nash and Scott Hall changed the game against Legion of Doom. By all accounts, everybody that we polled as far as making up this list, a whole lot of them had Legion of Doom ranked number 1. Neil, does number 1 seed belong to Legion of Doom, or do we have an upset city coming?
I think the Outsiders are taking this. I think they're going to grab Rocco and start busting everyone's head with them.
spray paint.
They're going to spray paint Rocco.
Spray paint. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, look at it from this perspective. Both tag teams had their issue with drugs. I mean, Scott Hall was
that
drunk.
So why does this match get
you had an entire storyline dedicated to who was it? It was the guy who was purposely trying to addict animal.
Yeah.
He could be in the Legion of Doom. He's like, that guy's on drugs. I'm gonna be in the Legion of Doom. Can't do that anymore. They took all the fun out of wrestling, so you can't do storylines like that anymore. So, but the only problem is that he was fake on drugs, whereas Scott Hall was
really
drunk all the time. They just happened to take his misery and put it into the storyline too, which is amazing. You know, you can't do that anymore either. But are y'all here to see Legion of Doom?
No.
Or y'all here to see Scott Hall and Kevin Nash? Another one for the Outsiders.
For the record, Legion of Doom, the most votes in the second round. The most votes easily over everybody else in the second round. But the panelists. They were against the Russians. That might be something to do with it. Now they're going against the Outsiders, a whole different ballgame. We're going to have to see who has more legs because they both had a clean sweep in the first round. Well, Road Warriors and Outsiders both 100% of the vote first round. So we're having two big-time fan favorites and powerhouses going up against each other. That'll be interesting. And the winner of that matchup will be facing the winner of the Hart Foundation versus the Brainbusters. So that is where we're at on that side of the bracket. Let's flip over to the other side of the bracket, see what's going to be happening over there to lead their path to the finals. Let's go with our first matchup, which would be the Upset Kings right now, the Harlem Heat. Take out the number 2 seed Edge and Christian. Can they finally end the role that the Brothers of Destruction are on? Harlem Heat against Brothers of Destruction. For the record, this is an 18 seed against a 23 seed. The other teams that have been ousted in this little quadrant would be Edge and Christian, the British Bulldogs, and the Midnight Express, who all had better seeds. Matthew, Brothers of Destruction, similar maybe to the Outsiders on the other side, but they're going up against the Harlem Heat, who just took out Edge and Christian. What do you think?
The Harlem Heat was, like, sadly, so seated so low. I mean, you could have easily made them a much higher seat, but they're reaping the benefits, and I think they kind of got rid of the biggest competition they had. It wasn't even close, was it? It wasn't even close either.
No. 79%.
This is going to be, they are going to bury the Brothers of Destruction. They're probably going to throw Kane back in his house that burned down because, you know, Undertaker burned it down, and they're going to make the Undertaker rest in peace, and they're going to fill another cement plexiglass box with Paul Bearer too, so just for good measure. So, you know, you're throwing it all out there. So if you can dig it, sucker, I see the Harlem Heat moving on.
This is an interesting thing here because Harlem Heat held Edge and Christian to a 21% vote total in the last round.
Unbelievable.
Brothers of Destruction allowed the Bushwhackers to get 29% of the vote.
Allowed?
We're a joke team.
DJ, what does that mean?
I don't know. Math is weird. I think I told you I had a feeling they were going to ride this wave because they have one of the team has the Undertaker in it, but I don't think they're really people who are voting are really voting on the team. Mm-hmm. And I think the Brothers of Destruction might be in trouble this time, because if you take out Edge and Christian, I thought it was going to be Edge and Christian versus the Dudleys in the finals. But if you take out Edge and Christian by not by a little bit, but by a lot, Edge and Christian is a legitimate tag team. Brothers of Destruction is, again, a blue moon fight. So I don't see how Undertaker rises from the grave like Altered Beast against this one. I don't know what's going to happen.
Rise from your grave.
Very, very interesting. Neil, the Brothers of Destruction, Harlem Heat. I don't know what way this is going to go, but what do you think?
I don't know. Good point about Harlem Heat being the more veteran tag team over the Brothers of Destruction, but I think there might be a double wide casket in the future for Harlem Heat next round.
The other thing we got to see is, hey, riddle me this, if I change the picture of Brothers of Destruction.
You put the American Badass Brothers of Destruction, it's going to be a 99-0-1. No.
Please do it. I just want to see. Let's do a social experiment here.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Oh, zero.
Put it with a red Yankees cap on, just for good measure.
Get out of here.
How about this other matchup that we have left on this side, which has got to be one of the more intriguing matchups we've had over the whole course of this tournament? We're talking about a 6 seed against a 3 seed. So just like last round, we had the 9 and the 8, Demolition versus Outsiders. That was the closest last round. The closest this round is the 3 and the 6. And that would be the Dudley Boys against the Hardy Boys.
Woo!
Well, we've seen this match 17 million times in real life.
So, DJ, seeing this one actually happen, what do you think is going to play out here?
I don't know if anybody really paid attention, and they should have, to what Neil said about their pedigree. The Dudleys have done it all of it, everywhere, at all times. So I think they should, me personally, kill the Hardy Boys. But I mean, again, like I say, the ladies love Jeff, and this, I mean, the Dudley Boys, they're badasses, but they're not lookers. So I don't know if I don't see how the Dudley Boys would even be, you know, scared of the Hardy Boys. I'm thinking it's going to be Dudley's. Are they in the same bracket with the Hart Foundation? That's who I see as the Dudley's biggest competition. Now that Edge and Christian are gone, I'm riding that Dudley that Dudley Boys bandwagon all the way to the finals, man. I'm riding a horse. I got the flag and everything.
You're booking 2 tickets to Dudleyville.
Oh my god, I got a swampland I bought. I got like a little hotel area I'm staying at. I got like, you know, I got the wife in there. I got some family stuff going on. Dudleyville is where you'll find me.
The Legion of Doom might have gotten the most votes in this last round. Dudley Boys got the second most votes. So that was their path so far. They've taken out the Public Enemy and the Fabulous Freebirds. So maybe they haven't spent too much energy yet. Maybe they still got a lot left in the tank.
Fresh.
Hardy Boys, on the other hand, have had to go through the Nasty Boys and the Steiner Boys. Let's just keep going with
Steiner
that.
Steiner Boys.
No,
I know it's the Steiner Brothers.
Those old Steiner boys on the side.
So they might have had, maybe the Hardy Boys don't have as much left after 2 grueling matchups, especially last round against the Steiners. Neil, does that play into it?
I don't know. I'll tell you this. Like DJ just said, the number of belts that these guys have held, the Dudley Boys, that's got to count for something. I mean, I think the only chance the Hardy Boys have is if the Dudley Boys are too winded from carrying all those belts to the ring.
They're so heavy.
Yeah. Oh my God! So all these broke accomplishments we made just wore us out. Yeah. I don't think the Hardys are gonna have a good time in this. I think it's Dudley all the way.
It's interesting if we were going about like the which 2 teams out there in the whole tournament have had the most belts and the most prestige and the most accomplishments, then what we should see in the finals is Legion of Doom versus the Dudley Boys. That's the 2 teams that have probably had the most success over their careers. that would obviously take a lot of things to happen. So interesting matchups here. I'm just going to run them down one more time. We have the Legion of Doom against the Outsiders, Brainbusters against the Heart Foundation, Harlem Heat against the Brothers of Destruction, and Dudley Boys against the Hardy Boys. In a quick second, I'm going to ask you guys your take on those eight and who now your favorites are to reach the finals. But I just want to throw out this little nugget here. There is a chance, there is a chance, if the voting were to go a certain way, that in the final four, we could have the Outsiders flying the NWO flag. We could have the Hart Foundation flying the WWF flag. We could have the Dudley Boys representing ECW.
ECW.
And Harlem Heat representing WCW. Ooh. So that would be intriguing to me. Obviously, some other teams would like to put a stop to that with the Legion of Doom and the Brothers of Destruction and the Hardy Boys.
The other guys with other flags.
Yeah.
We got shoulder pads.
I mean, we also could end up with an all WWF Final Four. That could also happen. So I don't know. Looking at the bracket, looking at what's happened so far, first off, let's take a quick parting shot to the ones that are leaving us and see if there's any surprises or last words for these guys. So the Russians out, Demolition out, the Head Shrinkers out, the New Age Outlaws taking an exit, the Fabulous Freebirds out, the Bushwhackers out, the Steiner Brothers out, and Edge and Christian out. None of them able to make it to the top eight. DJ, what do you think about those that are leaving?
I will remember you. Will you remember? I just see Edge and Christian's faces and a black and white thing on the Titantron. I don't believe Edge and Christian are gone. I don't know what this is. Essentially, a pandemonium. JR would lose his hat. The King would faint. I just picture Vince McMahon in the ring fainting backwards. Like, what? What's going on here? So I don't know what's going to happen there. The Bushwhackers, yay. Russian leg sweep, see ya. But Edge and Christian, I don't know, man. How did that Booker T do this? B for Rooney? Did he win by B for Rooney? He beat him? I don't understand how this happened.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
Tell me.
Matt, when we started this whole thing, if I would have told you that Demolition, New Age Outlaws, Edge and Christian, and Steiner Brothers, that none of them would make it to the final eight, would you have believed that?
Anything could happen in the WWF, Kevin. I have to say about that. Good God Almighty. I guess there's only room for one, like, post-apocalyptic tag team, which is fine. You can't have Samoan Head Shrinkers running around the ring. You can't have Nutty New Zealanders with missing teeth running around. You can't have a guy who loves to lick, kiss, and bite ass along with a road dog. And you can't have, you know, Edge and Christian. Your time is up. It's over. You know, and the Steiner line is, you know, run its course. And the Freebirds, you know, Freebirds, bye-bye. You know, it's like the New Day's better. I said it. The New Day's better than the Fabulous Freebirds. Where's the New Day on this list? That was my impression of the internet. Sorry.
I like it. I like it. I would not have predicted the Brothers of Destruction to still be alive and the Brainbusters to still be alive.
Well, when you're fighting the Bushwhackers in this round, I mean, come back. Brothers of Destruction are gonna
had the Ring of Power.
Brothers of Destruction. It's not the second round matchup that's the surprise there. It's still the surprise that they beat the British Bulldogs to me.
Yes, that was a close one. That was closer than a lot of people thought. So,
and that we never got our matchup with the Rock and Roll Express and the Rockers. The Brainbusters put a stop to that, guys. Neil, what's your thought on the field as it remains?
Well, the next episode is going to be pretty exciting considering what we have left. A little sad to see the Steiners go. Edge and Christian, I kind of see that that slow motion montage. Leave the memories alone. They're doing that. See you guys. One last pose for the fans. Yeah.
DJ, I know you've been championing the Dudley Boys from the beginning.
Yes.
Is there any ounce of you that thinks that, based on this last matchup, that Harlem Heat may run the table?
Maybe? I don't know, man. Maybe it's a Christian, so anything is possible at this point. I think there's like a Harlem Heat contingent that I did not calculate into my calculations. I don't know. It's crazy. I still don't understand what happened. A spin-a-rooney, then a drop kick, then hit my head on the pavement, and they're gone. Christian's cool glasses, all three of them are gone.
Crazy.
I'm broke.
It was a nutty match. It was a crazy match. And you were there for it, Kevin.
I was there, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
I didn't even realize the match had started. And
oh, yeah, the turnbuckle in your backyard. That was
good. Edge unconscious. I don't even know if he's gotten up yet. I guess he might be dead. They might need Gangrel and the Brood and everybody else to
come. They might need Papa Shango to pick him back up.
Papa Shango. There we go. Checking in on the Vegas odds real quick, guys. They have the Brainbusters at the lowest odds of winning this thing out of the whole group here. So not good odds from Vegas on the Brainbusters. It looks like Brothers of Destruction, not good odds for them either. Says that the Vegas is stating that their reign is going to come to an end here. They had a nice run, but it's going to be soon over. Looks like we got high odds on the Dudley Boys. And right after that, it's interesting because Legion of Doom and the Outsiders are facing each other, but they both have really good odds. Looks like the winner of that one, Vegas, is favoring as well. So
I'm calling my bookie.
I have to wait and see how that plays out. So what's going to happen, guys? A little bit shorter time to vote this time. So you're only going to basically have the weekend. So this episode, when you're listening to it, you got to go vote immediately. Just a couple days to vote. You can go to vote by going to the Geekcast Radio Facebook page or by going to geekcastradio.com. And there you can vote on all of the matchups on one page. The Facebook, you're going to have to check like four different posts and vote on those individually. So that's how you impact this. This is how you decide who's going to win. And I'm sorry, you still cannot vote for DX. They're not X.
There's no writing vote here.
So that's what's happening as of this point. When we come back next time, we are going to reveal the final four, and then we're going to preview those two matchups because we're getting close to the final, actual finals, where we only have two tag teams left standing. DJ. Mm. Real quick, I'm going to give you each chance. Final thoughts, anything you want to say, anybody that you want to persuade to vote a certain way, or what do you want to say?
I want Dudley's versus the Outsiders, but I think it's going to be Dudley's versus the Hart Foundation. But hey, I mean, if I want to persuade somebody, I'll just say this. Hey, yo, come on.
I like it. Neil, last words?
This weekend is going to be the most important vote you'll be doing all month.
It is voting season, guys, so yeah. Get out there and vote on this poll. Matthew, what about you? Any last words?
Oh man, it's I mean, what a rush. Even though I don't want them to win, that was just me being very excited about this these final teams. It's exciting. Get out there and vote. Rock the vote. Watch MTV. Rock the vote. Do all that stuff tells you to do.
This is GCRN. MTV is a different
network. But completely different. We're going Harlem Heat, though, baby. Come on. Come on, Harlem Heat. All the way.
Also, how can people get in touch with you guys if they have any questions, if they want to persuade your opinions?
You want to persuade us.
They want to persuade you guys to try to persuade other guys. They're trying to, it's all about the fix. The Russians are out, so now it's all fair game. Neil, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me at DeCian.com on Twitter. I'm Neil Sama. That's pretty much that's how you can get a hold of me.
All right. Matthew Stewart, how can people get a hold of you and your tag team partner?
Well, comrade, you can always reach us on the Simplistic Reviews podcast or simplisticreviews.net. See, comrade, yes, we walk the red circle every day, the red square every day. The red polygon, if you will. So, but see us on Twitter. If you go to Simple Tweeters or go on the Instagram, so for Simply Gramming or
Kim Kardashian's on there. I like Kardashian. She's on there.
We all like Kardashian. Kardashian. Ooh, yes. And of course, check out new podcasts. And suddenly I've turned into Dracula for some reason. I don't know why.
Hello, Gossi? What happened?
Just go to simplisticreviews.net to check all of our cool stuff out. How about that?
That's pretty good. And if someone has a specific question or thought or anger that they want to throw your way, DJ, how would they do that?
Trying to be DJV on Twitter. And please, please keep your hate mail at a maximum.
I like it.
Whoa, Kevin, look out. You think
you know me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here comes Edge and Christian. Edge was not down. He was pretending the whole time. He's got a film career. He wanted to get out of WWE. And he, oh, look, Concerto? Concerto on Optimus Solo. It's a Concerto on Optimus Solo. He's half the man he used to be. Oh, my God. He was a married man. He was just married. And he crushed his head. He pressed it like you kids in the hole. What a humanity! The humanity! All that prowl in their hair. Their hair is long again. Edge and Christian have got the blonde mugs waving in the air, covered in blood. Optimus Solo's blood. We were here for it. Geek Down, WWE, ECW, WCW, IWF, PCP, NWO, TWA, Eastern Airlines, whatever you got, we were here.
I can't believe this. This is pandemonium. Optimus Solo did not deserve it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Look. Oh, no. The Repo Man's here. He's taking his watch. I can't. Does the Repo Man have no shame? Ha-ha! Oh, the Repo Man. I'll be hosting next week. Ha-ha!
That's all for today, wrestling fans. Tune in to our next heel-turning episode, Be My DJ Valentine, or I Left My Heart in Saskatoon.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. D-A-S-I-E-N.com. And for the new Dacian podcast, go to patreon.com/Dacian.